is like a big merry-go-round.
Hey, welcome to the Staying Ahead podcast, where we empower champions for life. Today's show is going to be very, very exciting because we're going to be talking about new beginnings and starting things that you put off. And we have a special guest with us. We'll introduce you to her later that's going to help us with that conversation. So right now, I want to just say hello to the Diamond and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year's. How are you, Val?
I'm wonderful.
Wonderful to be here this year, and I'm looking forward to connecting and speaking to our guests today and preparing ourselves for a new year, new you. We know we got to work on that every year is improvement. So welcome to our listeners. Hopefully everybody is looking forward to new ideas, new ways of seeing life and doing life. And our guest today will be able to share some great information and insight to get us on that path of new beginnings.
We're going to talk about new beginnings, but I want to just concentrate it more or focus it more into the entrepreneurial aspect of it, because our guest today has been so involved with staying ahead. She's helped our graduates. She has spoke at the Getting Ahead graduations. She has done several workshops for us. So she is a phenomenal person. I'll let her tell you her background, but this is Jennifer Ranshaw Smith. I would like to welcome her to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Jennifer, give us your background, a little bit about your background.
I have run a company called Brand ID Strategic Partners for the past decade. And we elevate the visibility and credibility, influence, and impact of executive women and entrepreneurial women across the country. And so that means that women who have spent their entire career building their organization's brand and are ready to pivot and make a name for themselves and build the most important brand there is, their own. So we help our clients get books out, get on stages, get in the media, get into the C-suite. And what we do is, more importantly, helping them recognize who they are and what they're bringing to the table and how to successfully leverage their skills and talents and assets and package them in a way that's compelling. And I think the word personal branding gets so overused that it becomes diluted. And as soon as someone says it, you kind of roll your eyes in the back of your head. But years ago, my career started in advertising. I used to write radio, television, and print, and I worked up in New York. And when I came back down to this area, I was hired by a consulting firm in Georgetown, and it was a branding consulting firm. And their tagline is, "Your brand is your reputation."
Yes.
So while the word personal branding can get diluted, the fact is every single one of us has a reputation.
Yes.
And there are some people who are intentional about guiding that reputation and making sure that they're clear on how they want to be seen. And there are other people who leave it up to chance. Mm-hmm. And depending on how I'm feeling today or what's going on in my life is depending on how you're going to vibe and feel when you're talking about what you put out. But when you look at organizations, you can say like a Starbucks or the water you guys are drinking, it's not based upon how that organization feels that day. When you're interacting, when you're buying, when you're coming to that restaurant, when you're going to that organization, you know consistently what you're going to get. And so success happens when you know that you're able to successfully decide how you want the world to view you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know that if you bring Serena Williams on the team, you're going to get somebody who's maniacally focused and is going to go and just like kill it every time. She's built a reputation of being consistently able to deliver at the highest level. Also know people in your office or in your family who are consistently late or lazy or don't show up or, you know, inconsistent. And so looking at when you're talking about building your brand, it is what can you do to be really clear about how you want to be seen and then putting things in place to make sure that that's, you know, what you're putting out.
So that's interesting. It used to be that saying, if a jack of all trades and a master of none is not a good place to be. But we're finding now, as things have changed in society, even with people not being able to live off of like one job, one focus, one income, they kind of are forced into other areas where they either can make more money or maybe they are just passionate about those areas and they do offer an opportunity to make money. But when we talk about branding and being put together as a package, I think a lot of people now struggle with, what is my brand? How do you help those people who are not necessarily one-dimensional in maybe their business branding?
So I definitely believe that one of the great things that has happened over the years is that society has moved us in such a way that it's acceptable to be multidimensional, because most of us are. However, that said, I think that success happens when you build and you make a name for yourself in a particular area, and you use that as an on-ramp for everything else. Let's just take Susie Orman, for example, who is in financial services. So there are a lot of people who are CPAs. There are a lot of people who are accountants. But you have somebody who recognized that I have a platform. This platform allows me to be a public speaker. So she's, you know, getting 25,000 plus every time she speaks. This platform allows me to write. So she's writing on financial services. This platform allows me to partner with, I think it's QVC or HSN, because I'm telling all my clients that they need to have all of their bills and all their wills and all their forms in order, but they don't have anywhere to put them. So I'm designing a level of safes, that kind of thing. Oh. So they're multi things, but they all move in a certain direction under the umbrella. Mm-hmm. You take Oprah. Her platform is empowering women and girls based on the books that they're reading, based on what they're eating, based on the fact that I'm bringing spiritual people on to talk about how you can evolve over, but everything, whether I'm doing it radio, television, but she built a reputation and name for herself in one category where enough people were vested and ready to follow and become part of her quote unquote tribe. Mm-hmm. So that as she unveiled other things, mm-hmm. because I'm invested in you, that's mm-hmm. automatic. What starts to happen with us is we can position ourselves in a way that seems kind of scattered. Mm-hmm. We are not seen as the expert. And if you're, when you go back to that original phrase, what is it? Jack of all trades, master of none. The fact of the matter is, no matter what industry you're in, the specialist is always going to get paid more than the generalist. Mm. When you go to your regular doctor, he might make $150,000. But when you're talking about you being a
dermatologist,
a dermatologist or neurologist, whomever, you're talking about $200,000-$400,000 a year. Mm. So what you want to do is you want to build a reputation and make a name for yourself in a particular category, and then use that as leverage to be able to do
branch
other things.
Out.
And what a lot of us do is mm-hmm. we're kicking and clawing and getting traction in various things, that everything that you're bringing in is like low, I'm using the category of low money, but it's a little bit here, a little bit there, as opposed to if I would stand here and become recognized in whatever this is mm-hmm. and become the go-to person mm-hmm. that I'm able to charge the highest amount, I'm able to elevate my circle of influence, I'm able to get 10 times the opportunities, then what that will allow me to do are introduce some of the other things, but I already have a whole tribe following me, so then they're naturally people who are going to say, I know, like, and trust you, and so what's next? I've been in situations where, and this goes back to mindset, when you're not at a place where you're happy with things that are going on in your life, and so as opportunities come, you want to latch onto them, and you're like, this seems great. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Oh my God, this is great. I'm going to be able to make some money. I'm going to be able to take care of this. This is my next vacation. And so I've had even friends back in the day pull me aside and say, I mean, come on. Like, you know, really? What does this have to do with you?
And that's so funny you say that. I had that experience just recently where I was introduced to something and I thought, wow, this is great, you know. And for a split second, I was like, I can do this and I could do this.
Absolutely.
But can I do this with this,
absolutely.
This, and this? So I said, okay, I can do this. And I got excited. And then, like, the next day, I went into this dark place. Like,
and is it your calling?
Is my calling, or is it the excitement of success? I am addicted to success. I know that. So mm-hmm. when I see it, I want to just be a part of it, but I can't be mm-hmm. a part of what it takes to do it with this company or that company. So it's something in my spirit was like, you know, you can do this, but you can't do this
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
It's not enough of your energy
right.
to divide into all of these and give, like you said low money based on just business, but low energy into
your
what you're doing. You know, you want to come. It's like, trust yourself to know that you can bring your fullness to something because you're giving it that.
Everything comes from being clear. You know, like Oprah says, intention. When you're 100% clear then you can navigate in a way that nobody else can even, it's no even such thing as competition. Mm-hmm. My original background was working as a copywriter. Like I said, I used to write radio, television, print. But I, as I was not fulfilled doing it for corporations. Mm-hmm. And so I was open and looking for a lot of other things and didn't realize. So I started a public relations agency on the side when I lived in New York, and I picked up a couple clients and did pretty well that when I moved back here to the area. I'm originally from L.A., but when I moved back here to work, I was offered the head publicist for Newsweek Productions for a TV show. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I went to the branding firm I told you about. But I remember in my early days, this is about 15, 16, might be a little bit more than that, years ago, that things would come up, or I would see people with similar background and see what they were doing, like 30 under 30, and this girl just launched a PR agency, and I'm like, oh man, I should, you know, oh, I can totally do that and kill that. You know, this person just launched an ad agency. You know, I just came from New York. Of course I can do that. So I was like guided based on the things that I saw, like the shiny, bright objects. It looked great. You know, I can do that. I can do that. I'm a master, you know, communicator. I can do that. I can write. But it wasn't necessarily anything that I was called for. And I remember Oprah saying that when you get to the point where you're really clear on what you want to do and you're in alignment, that you never feel like you're going to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all of that time, I was like, my best friend likes to say it's like the Dorothy syndrome. You're running around and you're looking for home and don't recognize you're always there. So I was like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. And the entire time that was happening, my phone would be ringing and people would be calling me for strategy. So it might be my husband's friend who's getting a, you know, graduate degree from Duke. It might be someone else. And they're like, how do I map out my career? And I'm like, okay, get out a pen. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to knock, you know. But then I would hang that up and I would be like, okay, what am I supposed to be doing? I would go get on a plane and I would sit next to a gentleman who was CEO of a company or something and map out his entire strategy. And then I would get back, you know, this is how you need to get visible. This is what you're going to do. Nobody knows who you are. And then I would get back and be like depressed. Okay, what am I supposed to be doing? How is she doing this? How is she killing over here? You know, how come I'm not on anybody's list? I'm not getting any awards. Oh my God, my life sucks, you know? And what I recognized was, in my particular case, I wanted to start something that hadn't been. Personal branding wasn't even an industry when I started, when I first read the article in 97 about it. But more importantly, I had since evolved to personal elevation. My thing is just helping people connect and strategically plan. I like to call myself like strategic counsel. Like, I should be on your team to help you get to the next level. And that didn't exist. And so I'm sitting around looking for things in the confines of what I had seen before, as opposed to what is my gift, how am I helping people, what are people continuously turning to me for. And so when you're talking about, you know, even getting clarity, the fact of the matter is, if I were, I'm skilled enough to do a heck of a lot of things. I could probably go now and do 10 things, but I could not compete at any level. I could probably even pass a task to sell, you know, real estate, but I could not compete in, with any level with the person who is living, breathing, and sleeping real estate. You know what I'm saying? Just like there's nobody when it comes to how to elevate women, how to make sure that they're connected, could even like light a candle. I mean, my book collection, I mean, if the book has dropped this year, I'm familiar, I've talked to the person, I've written, I have clients, you know what I'm saying? My entire life is dedicated to this. And so when we talk about what it is to really start moving the needle, to start helping you make money, to start effortlessly bringing opportunities to you, it is how do I get in line, in alignment with whatever my deepest gift is and start bringing that in a way, because what starts to happen is things that you would not even imagine
start to surface.
Oh my God, it wasn't even, you know, I mean, like, I just saw a friend post a couple of weeks ago that there, I don't know this person, but a friend of theirs who's been a practicing doctor who loves what he does was just contacted by Hollywood, and now he's going to be on, you know, advising for one of the TV shows like on CBS on all the medical stuff. You know, he didn't go to medical school saying I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to write, you know, for next ER. You know, I mean, like, there's so many things because life has just gotten so deep. Discovery Network, looking for people with your talents. You know, there's so many things out there now, but it is, they're not going to come if you're not the best, if you're not an expert, if you're not immersed in it. And if it's not, and when it just becomes who you are, then all of a sudden you're looking up, You know, like even the producer sitting here, you're looking up and you're like, dang, Beats is calling me, you know, yeah. And I'm sitting here and producing at the highest level, yes. Because everything, yes. That you do, there's competition and there's the highest end of the game there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But the only one that you can be replaced is you. Right. So your competition is really you.
Your competition is the best, better version. Better
version
of
who you
were yesterday.
Yes. Get clear on what you're passionate about. Get clear on what you have to bring to serve to the world, like who you are, your brand. For our listeners, it's important that you understand you are enough in this space, and not be afraid to say, this is what I desire to do, and sit down with someone like you, Jennifer, and say, like you said, map it out. Because I think most of people are worried about what if. Well, what if I don't have enough, or what if I can't be enough, or blah, blah, blah. And my thing is flip it and say, if what? If what I need is just right here, how do I do that? So having strategists like you is like the person that can say, oh, I've put these type of puzzles together. Give me those pieces over here. It gives us a sense of calm because we're in our head.
Yes, but I think that 98% of people might not have access to someone. So having a core group of people, you know what I'm saying? Having accountability people and attracting like-minded people who are vested in your next level, you know, because we can all have a group of people who are not, if I sit down at the table where we're going to have coffee, who are not like, you know what, I'm going to hold you accountable because this was on your list last year, and to say, or this was 2006, girl, you were still talking about this. So I, to give you an example, I have wanted to write a book since I was 28 years old. And I'm a quick writer. Like I've turned out tons and tons and tons of things. I used to send chapters to friends. Very quickly. I am a writer by trade, but something was blocking me for years. And I got to the point where I connected with, I was speaking at the University of Florida, and there was someone there, and she's an international attorney from DC. And we were at the same table, same hotel, and she was just like, oh my God, you just blew my mind. Where'd you come from? And I told her, nice. And she was like, I'm really serious. What are your goals? I'm vested in helping you succeed. And so I said, well, my number one goal is I'm really trying to start landing international speaking opportunities. And by the time I got home in 2 days, I had a call being hired as a keynote for an organization that just had me this was a year ago. This past, they hired me for the following year, which was this past October. And about 3 weeks later, thank you. About 3 weeks later, I got a call from an organization in Paris. You know, now that didn't, it fell through because they didn't have the sponsorship or whatever, but they were like, what is your fee? We want to bring you over. You come highly recommended. The same person just dropped her book, what comes out in the spring. And based on her book, she's been invited to Harvard. She was invited to West Point. She was invited to all these schools. And she was like, okay, so you're next. And I was like, okay, and I'm playing around. So we were supposed to have dinner at this restaurant that I've been dying to go to, like this 5-star restaurant, Charleston in Baltimore. And she's coming from Northern Virginia. And something happened and we had to cancel our dinner. So I knew that my proposal was due when we were having dinner, but when I had to cancel it, I didn't do it because my thing was we were not getting together, so I'll just do it next time. So she said, okay, well, I want to see it next week. And when I didn't have it, she sent me this text, but she basically said, you're playing around and shooting yourself short. And, you have too many people who are out there who are waiting for what you have for you to be jerking yourself around like that. And it's not about me. It's not about meeting a deadline. It's about you stepping up and being the highest version of yourself. And so when she said it, because this is somebody that I immensely respect, I didn't want to fall out of disrespect for her. I was like, oh God, now. So I was going to kind of do like a little, one or two page proposal. But what I did was I treated myself for Christmas, to a book that I've been wanting to buy for 3 years that costs $150 on how to write a book proposal by all the top people. And I churned out a 45-page book proposal, flew to Miami for a funeral, sat up all night to finish the deadline that I told her. And in the process of doing that, I recognized that fear had told me that I wanted to self-produce because I didn't think that the big boys Random House wanted me. So it was easier to say that, girl, I'm about to self-produce because I can keep all the money. You know, you can make anything sound good when you're, you know, when you're
play
smart.
Small. Exactly. When you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to go, you know, that's the way people are going. And that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the reason I wanted to do that was because I didn't think that all the big people would say yes. Mm-hmm. And as I started flipping page 2, 3, 4 and writing this incredible proposal, I was like, first of all, there's nothing like out here. And second of all, I really want to be on the bookshelf at the airport next to You Are a Badass. Mm-hmm. Like, I want CEOs to get off the plane, you know, and walk in Barnes & Noble. And so, when I sent her my proposal, I said I had a revelation. In the next 3 months, I'm landing an agent. And in the next 3 months from there, I'm going to have a deal, you know, mm-hmm. for the following 2019, you know. Mm-hmm. So, the point is that they always say new level, new devil. There's never a time things are not going to be scary. And there's never a time that you cannot, especially the savvy you are, kind of make excuses and it sounds good. You know what I'm saying? Like you can justify things at such a great level that now everybody buys it. And they're mm-hmm. like, you should, you know, self-produce. And everybody's high-fiving you mm-hmm. when the fact of the matter is, for me, it wasn't about making money. It is how do I have people want to invite me and pay me the top dollar because I'm seen as a credible expert yes. at the highest level because Random House or Simon & Schuster has produced my book.
What you said really wasn't as much about businesses. It is building up self mm-hmm. and belief and understand that this universal law is not discriminative of your surface stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What you have in you is right. what I can't really, whoever I am outside of you, I can't really take that away from you.
Right.
I can
right.
only, in my own effort, try to stop it. But it's already ordained, it's destined if you trust it.
I'm concurring with it, but you can't do it alone.
You can't exactly. do it alone.
And you have yeah. to have a, excuse my language, you have to have a badass tribe. You know what I'm saying? You need have to have women or men, but women or people in your circle who are every single year up leveling themselves, you know, in any industry, because what it does is it forces you to say, you know, I can't stay here. So when I have a girlfriend, like she just dropped her, you know, she posted on the same one I was talking about whose book's coming out. And she's like, okay, you're next. She posted her upcoming travel list, and it was South Africa, it was Dubai, it was Massachusetts,
yes.
it was Cuba. Girl, I was like, she was like, well, you said elevate, because that's my thing about elevation. I mm-hmm. said, I didn't say reinvent the word elevate. Oh, my God. So mm-hmm. now all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to sit around here and twiddle my thumbs. Let me get my workout.
Mm-hmm. But you said you have to have your badass tribe. But even if you don't have it, you have to work on yourself enough to accept that they're coming. Like, you have to be in position.
You attract what you are.
You attract what you are. And most people don't realize they sabotage what they desire deep down in because they get in their head.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's a rap song, Get Out of Your Mind. And I so take it to another level because we need to get out of our minds
yeah, yeah.
and understand that we're our magnetic force in the universe. Yeah. And the mind is what attracts to us certain things that we don't want, because once we let it play in our mind,
oh, absolutely.
We create that energy.
Absolutely.
And that energy says, oh, okay. She don't believe she can do a book deal. We're going to make sure that this lady comes up and confirms she can't do a book deal. She's going to say something to address or to play into that thought that she's having right now.
Yep.
As opposed to trusting, like, I don't know how this is going to happen. And I don't know when this is going to yep. happen. But I believe I can and will have this. And as you do that, then some lady like Jennifer will see you at staying ahead and say, you know, I can help you, Jasmine, which is my daughter that you help, and she so loves all of the advice you've given her about her business. I can help you with this, but she showed up mm-hmm. not knowing mm-hmm. that by showing up that they were going to have somebody to your, you know, level of knowledge and understanding and seeing
yeah.
to help her now get her business launched. So
yeah, that's Shonda Rhimes has that book out called The Year of Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And talked about how we can systematically go through life and just turn down things. I don't really feel about it, it's too cold or whatever. But when you start saying yes to the universe matches that and starts bringing you people and corresponding. So it reminds me of, for years, I do intentions, resolutions. I mean, each year are there things that critical things that I want to get. And for one was to buy a new house.
Mm.
And my husband and I had been where we were for about 20 years. And I remember reading about a particular woman who's, I admire her, an entrepreneur. And she talked about the fact that she visualized the place that she wanted to buy. It was huge. It was, you know, it had alpaca, it had a lake, mm-hmm. it had all this stuff. She wanted to hold yoga retreats. But she said she saw it in her vision, and then she got really detailed and she wrote that down. We all know that. I teach that. But sometimes we teach stuff that we're not necessarily all of a sudden
being consistent. Yes.
So when it came to our home journey, we had been looking off and on for a couple of years. We were like, Howard County is expensive, but we weren't leaving Howard County. I knew what I wanted. And so we had hired our realtor and engaged her and started looking. And we were looking at a lot of traditional things, but I'm not a really traditional person. And something about me kept saying, Jennifer, even though you are looking for the, you know, standard four bedroom brick and all this other stuff, there are things that you want that you're not writing down. And it took me about 4 months. Like, I was physically fighting with myself to, Jennifer, take a moment and write it down. And what I was going back to in my logic was, you're not going to get your dream house until your career gets to the next level. This will be a beautiful home, but it's not going to be your dream home. And so no need to bother with that right now, you know? So finally, we started the process in September, and finally around April, March or April, might have been a little bit before that, I got extremely detailed. And I said, you know, Jennifer, we're going to let God has done some amazing things. We're going to let him take care of it, the details, but this is what you're looking for. So I wrote down 2 home offices, 4 bedrooms, 4 or 5 bathrooms. I wanted completely landscaped. I wanted brick. I wanted Howard County schools. I wanted a certain high school. I wanted a certain middle school and elementary. I wanted gourmet kitchen. Like, I just wrote down everything that you can imagine. And I know that we're going to have to come back on the other end. I can finish my story, because not only did I get everything that you can imagine,
I got more
6,000 square feet, 4 fireplaces.
Wow.
And when I say that, it was everything that I could envision. The moment I walked in there, I was like, this is my home. And I texted it to my daughter, who was up rowing in Philly. And she said, I'm feeling spiritually connected. Walked in the bathroom, realized the gentleman went to my church. I saw all the programs for my church in Washington, D.C. Walked into his home office, and half the books from Wayne Dyer, everybody that I had, same books in my own office, were sitting in his office.
As if it was set up for you.
Mm-hmm. It was set up, the same affirmations waiting for me inside of the medicine cabinet.
Wow.
And so not only was it everything that I dreamed of, when I got it, it was so much that I was overwhelmed, and I almost had to get in. I mean, literally, I was physically
weakened.
Yes, physically weakened for weeks. I was just walking around like, I don't believe this is my house, you know?
But I know it is,
and I'm accepting. But I mean, like, really, I didn't realize sometimes it's
the
harder
power
to
that
accept.
You had.
Absolutely. And then all of a sudden, I was like, if I could do this,
what can I do?
What exactly?
This is amazing. This conversation needs to have a part 2. So we're going to have to put a pin in it here, and we're going to have to invite you back.
I absolutely accept.
Awesome. Okay, so I want everyone to, first I'm going to give 2 notices. We have a social that's coming up. The Stand Ahead is sponsoring a social for the Getting Ahead graduates on January the 18th. So if you're a graduate and you're listening, you're so invited. It's going to be at the 50 Plus Bain Center. At 5:30 to 8, we're going to have giveaways, drawings, food, and networking. Don't forget also about the advocacy and civic engagement workshop, starts on January the 19th at 8CC. All of this information will be on the Getting Ahead website and the Howard County Government website. We are having free tax preparation and 2 locations this year. The first location will be at the Multi-Service Center, and I will post a flyer with all the information, the contact information. Also, we're going to have another location in Howard County in Columbia at the Nonprofit Collaborative. The Multi-Service Center will have a times on Saturday for you to get your tax prepared for free. And the other thing is, when you look up the tax preparation segment on the website, you'll notice that they are not taking appointments until the 22nd of January. So you can feel free to start with getting your appointments or sign up for your appointments on January the 22nd on the website. And there'll be a phone number and a website for you to make those appointments. See you next time.